All right, how you doing? So, this dude is so stupid. First of all, I'm laughing at him using Nicki Minaj's song, "Lie on Your Dead Mama." But you lie on your dead daddy, and I ain't lie about my mom being mixed. First of all, I have the ancestral chart of her heritage, and I did not lie about it. You have a false version of multiracial. The dictionary say two races of more any ancestry. It didn't say a certain generation, like first or second generation. So you don't go by that. Even he was talking about Don Lemon. Don Lemon even one time said he was mixed. I remember one channel, one episode on CNN, the white supremacists called him mixed and stuff on there. I never forget that. I don't mean that. But he is Louisiana. He had Creole back ancestry, black mixed ancestry. His parents and I live here in Africa. Okay, this dude said JoJo was not mixed. JoJo is lighter than both of us. JoJo has green eyes. That's not full African, idiot. You know what African look like? Look at Lupita, Akon. I do not look like Akon or Lupita. My mom did not have a complexion. She had a camera. She had a light brown skin. Yeah, we both light brown skin tone. We get darker sometimes, and we get camera sometimes. We pick in winter time. Get lighter sometimes in the winter time, especially depending on whether here in the bipolar world here in Houston, Texas. If you see me in the sunshine, you have put sunscreen on. There are times I get darker. We're not dark chocolate people. Nothing bash my dad over there that I don't get along, but he didn't date dark skin women. He dated women. It was caramel, brown tone, up to light. It's light, bright. Okay. That was his type. And my mother is caramel. Was caramel. She was not a dark skinned woman. She was not no Viola Davis complexion. Okay, so I know what my mom would look like. You know what I'm saying? You stupid. So I go by the dictionary. And according to the dictionary, it said two races of more interracial, multiracial. He go by society's ignorance, public opinion. Yeah, popular and public opinion what multiracial is. That's his basis on his argument. And I'm glad and you learn in grammar class. In English class, there's private opinion versus facts. So, based on the facts, I was right. Based on your opinion, you're wrong. There's no facts on your end. You have opinion in version of what multiracial is, and you're trying to use it against me to win your arguments. So, even with favorable opinions like stupid ass just Gonzalez, they'll take your side. Y'all know I can get her ass in trouble. Really, it's probably just a bitch. The bitches gotta be fired, okay, gotta be kicked out of my apartment, they're gone. Just something to do that I don't mention his name, but this is why their property told me that today. I can say his name, I don't want him, it doesn't happen here, but he told me. Told me. Hey, them bitches gone. this victim was Satan sacrifice once again. Let me do my math, my Erica Bar, do some of a voice. Kimmy Tuburate, because she's the bookkeeper, registered the eviction to be on July 6th, right? Okay. Asked for a jury trial. So I paid $22 so they can extend the eviction. It's supposed to be a couple weeks when the eviction was filed. Meaning it'll be in August. Exactly. Unfortunately, Lorena, stupid bitch, they work at the courthouse on Chirac. Okay, Harris County Precinct 5, place one with evil Israel Garcia. Mm-hmm. Okay, put the eviction on this stalker's birthday. So here we go. And actually, 36 is 3 sixes, right? Okay, well, it's not technically, but it's okay. Okay, see the 3 sixes, okay? July 6th, 6 days after, it's 12, right? Okay, he turned 36. He can be 37 this year. Okay. So he turned 36. So there's 3 sixes, 1 6 days after the 6 to the 12, and he turned 36. Plus he had a 3 in his age. 3 sixes. So that's why I know this was a Santana sacrifice. I coded it. And I'm an ex-warlock. Like this dude, that you cannot argue with esoterical bullshit because I'm an ex-warlock. A lot of people don't realize we have demons floating around. People do work with demon magic. okay? And bad things happen to people. Yes, life sucks. Sometimes God put us in trials, tribulations, but usually it's unnecessary. It's not coming from God. It's coming from the devil. Somebody put a spell on you. And by our sinful nature, we fall into it. But it backfires. Because it backfires. It's weird why he's mocking me for being evicted. I just told y'all, I have an eviction record here. This stalker has been evicted by 5 times. Yes. And still get an apartment. Mind you, he is a counselor, CPS social worker, I believe. He's a mental health counselor. He's a former actor. He didn't do well in Hollywood here. He probably got, sex in Hollywood for Santana rituals. I would be shocked. I'm not saying he did. This is my speculation. Okay. That's normal. Sadly, it is. It's easily normal. And I'm assuming the demon magic is in Hollywood. People did to him. He came into his profession in mental health. Okay. Mental health counselor, drug counselor, and he's after. I'm sorry, but this man is saintness. I believe this man is a saintness. Saintness was very big in Scottsdale and Phoenix, Arizona. They had Satan come. I wouldn't be shocked if they attended Satan come back in 2022. Okay, I believe the dude. He's here to kill and destroy like the devil. His intention is to be demonic. This stalker is, I believe, belong to the satanic cult after me. Like I said, I look at Ohio because let's go back to what I said about Bluish Law. He's from Ohio. Besides him, hold on. The dude that tried to kill me, not the Bluish, the racially biggest brother who has family in Ohio. He's a vet. Like I say, all his DJs, I see him sometimes. He tried to kill me back in 2020 before me and Deborah got into it at Starbucks. She used to live in Ohio. The white path, I don't believe that woman's being pure white. I think she has black in her. Danielle Strout. Because I hear that juicy curly, loose, nappy curly hair. You heard I said loose, nappy. Okay. Yeah, I did say that. If she don't pay, at least put a perm on her hair. Okay, put a perm, put some press. I pressed that dog on curls. I was about to know, because the hair is too damn juicy. It's juicy than Mariah Carey's curly hair when she don't have on, when she don't straighten her hair. That's how I know. Hold on. You full blown white. Nah, baby. You got some Negro in you. Anyway, you somebody Pat Malala Pat. It's white. Anyway, Chief of Ohio. And anyone know? And this dude has connection in Ohio. Okay? Yes, this dude, Stalker, has connection in Ohio. In Ohio, amongst the Santana community, the Satanists say on TikTok, they are the worst of the worst in their religion. They don't mess with them. And how I know, so a light-skinned, curly-haired chick who is Satanist on TikTok, they asked where she's from Ohio, and she said, I'm from Florida. And people in the conversation on TikTok said, no, we don't fuck with the ones in Ohio. They worse. Don't fuck. So, Bluish Law is from Ohio, right? There's a lot of sex trafficking going on with Ackermans and kids. I'm not saying he is involved, but I look suspicious. If they in the hood getting kicked, Bone Thugs-N Harmony is from there. Brad B and his brother Ricky Ramos from there. I think it's Christos Ricky from there. I think he lives in Los Angeles, but he has family in Ohio. This dude is connected with Christos. I'm out the stalker. He's connected with Christos, and he was also trying to frame Raz B into a conflict with Chris Brown back in 2012. Inside an NDA. I found all about the information. In Ohio, there's a lot of satanic stuff goes on. I guess witches were, so when I meet these people, when I hear Ohio, I get nervous. Ohio has a lot of satanic witches, warlocks. Jerry Heller from Bone Thugs-N Harmony and Eazy-E, he was a satanist. That's why Kid Frost, check out this whole lot of stuff, exposed that Eazy-E death was satanic. And it wasn't Suge Knight, it was Jerry Heller. He said that he's the devil of hip hop. We thought we were talking about Suge Knight. No, we're talking about Jerry Heller. And Jerry Heller was a Satanist. He's from Cleveland, Ohio. I do question that store, that Blue Style store, is it a satanic? Because let me explain this. No, I'm not here to be anti-Semitic. The one thing, Kanye being stupid, to blame all Jews for everything. No. A white woman, let me go ahead, if we can pull up the, a white woman named Vicky, on GoPro, she had a wig on her head. She had her satanic fan pretend to be Jewish, so nobody would think they're doing things satanic. And they're behind her, they're sacrificing people. It's like kids they're having with the beater. It's on Oprah show in Chicago. It's in Illinois, where R. Kelly is from. Her mother was one of the city council people. That's why what happened with Kenika Jenkins. Yes, that was, remember when Zach TV was exposing the Kenika Jenkins case? And the brother, it was a female, we believe that's the mother of Kenika Jenkins, was warning him. He blew it off. Then he said, you know that these people are satanic, these are Satanists. He mentioned that the coolest clan paid the Nation of Islam. He mentioned all that. He kept telling Zach TV, dude, be careful. If you have a spiritual, these people are ready to kill you. You're exposing this stuff about Kenika Jenkins. And he exposed the IMB guy. I mean, he went in detail. Zach TV went in detail. And I was on YouTube, I did not touch. It's a sister from Dallas. She kept asking me, why are you not talking about the case? And I was in my apartment then. I did not want to talk about the case. I was scared. No, I was. The Kenika Jenkins case, I was scared of that case. I usually talk about cases, but no, when you're a YouTuber, you're a country, there's a certain type that you have some spiritual guidance. You have protection, you have physical protection like guns, you have law on your side, law on people's side, because this is a sensitive case. In Chicago, when Vicky, y'all not putting two together, Vicky talked about that years ago, back in 1986 on Oprah show, okay? And she said that not all Jewish people say her, and of course not all, but there's people who pretend, because they have to pretend to be some monotheist, you know, approved religion like Muslim or Jewish or Christian or Catholic or Protestant, so people would not think they're doing things satanic. Behind closed doors, they're not practicing that religion, they're practicing Satanism. And she was being sexually abused, she was a breeder, she had a multiple personality disorder, and she said that she, on Oprah, she said that she had a week on, she disguised herself because it's that big. And Oprah, people in the conversation laughing like, what? No, this stuff is for real. So in Chicago, men and them have power. And it's, I know I'm being attacked because the biggest pimp was R. Kelly. He wasn't, they knew he was a sex offender. They knew all about him being abused, but he's a singer. If he generate money, he can also generate child trafficking, sex trafficking to pay money to that city. I'm letting you know. That's why the two, either Italian or white Jewish guys that came over to Hansa Campbell's house, because they make sure R. Kelly's name. So what's the guy doing? The stalker. The stalker's connected with him. You cannot make this shit up. This stalker from Arizona is from Christos. You forgot. Bump, bump, bump. Who made that song for B2K? Chris Stokes, R. Kelly, and Sean Diddy, Puff Diddy, whatever the fucking name is, Love Combs. Then those two guys work together. That's all. I used to like that song. Baby, turn around. Let me see you shake that body. Bum, bum, bum. Because I was B2K fans. I was an NC fan. You know, because I was trying to be a boy band, too. I was trying to be a boy band back in 2000. Yeah, I was trying to be a boy band. Yeah. I was trying to be a boy band. So, when NC Bashy Boys and 98 Degrees and all that, yeah, I was in there and Britney Spears, oh baby, 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 you can tell me I love me some Britney Spears, hit me baby one more time, okay, and Christina Ella, genie in the bottle, you gotta love me the right way, if you wanna be with me, you can tell me anything about what a girl, baby, you cannot tell me about, baby, I love that pop scene, okay. When B2K came in with the R&B and pop scene, that was good. I was on his side. I know there was incest abused by Chris Stokes and Marcus Houston. Allegedly, but I believe it's true. So, there was in Houston. Cut 3LW. Hold on. See, one thing I was waiting to go to Job Corps and deal with my toxic grandparents. I was in that room looking. I can beat Wendy Williams while she's alive, okay? I can win this in a discussion of celebrities, okay? She probably don't know things about me or whatever. Think about celebrities. Anyway, so 3LW, because I was following that story, but the colorism, okay? With Naturi and the Latino was named Adrian Balion and Healy, I remember. And they was going through the breakup of NWA, 3W. And one of the guys, they was recording in Houston talking about B2K. They called on TRL and they said they wanted them to stop bothering them because they brought up that TGK, it was a girl, "You Can't Take My Virginity." Seven, Sweeter, she was in that group. "You Can't Take My Virginity, Kiss Me." Y'all remember the song? It was on BET. "Talk to Me." On TG4, okay? You Can't Take My Virginity, okay? So there was a Chris Stokes, okay? So there was a female version of B2K. They were saying DAW. Well, it was an issue with Naturi when she left the group. They were saying that TG4 was their girlfriends, talking about B2K. And they came on the show and said, "Leave us alone. We're going to leave us alone. We're here in Houston, Texas, where I'm from, recording studio." So, this is 2002. Okay. It's 2002, and the stalker is connected with these people, okay, just all like it, because he was still a kid then, right, because he turned 18 in 2005, when I was in Job Corps, he turned 18, he's my cousin's, my cousin is 1 year younger than him, actually, birthdays about each other's part, right, the one I'm not good with, okay, so, anyway, go back to the situation with the stalker. The stalker is from Chris Stokes. Okay, and he was harassing Raspy, Ricky Roman, exposing that Chris Stokes had molested them and all that stuff. This is 2007 when he exposed. Remember doing New Year's Eve? I think he went to Job Corps 2007. New Year's Eve, I was trying to get the hell out of my grandma's house. My grandfather was sick at the time. I remember that, and my homegirl at the library was telling me about the story on TMZ and on YouTube and on MySpace, because I had MySpace too. Well, then, as we were checking stories, it's not true. And I said, "Yeah, it was true." So, due to 2010, 11, this dude, the stalker, was harassing Raspy and Ricky Romance and Cherry Johnson. I think Cherry Johnson married Ricky Romance. All the free. So, okay, the Funky Booster and Family Matters. They're fine sister. Yeah, they're fine sister. And then I ended up not meeting people, but why is he harassing me? Because of Chris Stokes' friendship with R. Kelly. He was in Chicago when he was harassing Raspy on Twitter. Okay? The demonic city. It's demonic. You know why it's demonic? Do you know why there are this? Because of Satan's involved in Chicago politics. They don't want the reason why a bunch of murders going on. Yeah, it's gang members killing each other in Chicago, but it's also police, particularly gang members as well. Because they kill the people, they take their organs and sell them. In Chicago is a biggest organ harvesting place. That's why Selena Gomez, everybody believe that she has the organs of Tanika Jenkins. Okay? So why don't you go to Chicago? Why go to LA to get the organs to get, you know, her get surgery, okay? New York. Why go to Chicago of all places? Okay. So Tanika Jenkins story, I do kind of fall. I'm scared of all that story because it's scary. It's bigger than that. I remember hearing the hotel. Like, for example, everybody knows hotels are involved with sex trafficking. Oh, yes, they are. How I know was Kennedy case, because it would happen. They said the hotels were involved in that case. They covered her murder. And it was about to get the organs so they could sell the organs and give it to Gomez, supposedly. Okay? And they was mocking, you know, NIB, computer guy was mocking, and his arts on Twitter looks satanic. So, but the biggest pimp in the sex trafficking camp is R. Kelly. So when no other YouTuber spoke this out, that R. Kelly is lighter than his dark-skinned brother. It cannot be him on the tape. It had to be R. Kelly. When I point the evidence out, that made R. Kelly angry. How? Well, dude, I talk about mixed heritage. This is why this man attacking my mixed ancestry and then talking about the stalker. Because I talked about that. So he needs someone lighter than me with curly hair to attack me and harass me about this. And then link up with other people in Satan Covens like Blue and Shalala. And I don't even think that I'm also attacked this because I also criticized John Legend and what's the name? Chris Teigen. Remember, go to my podcast. I talked about that. I was outside Starbucks during the pandemic and I trashed the hell out of Chris Teigen. If I don't feel a piece of cake, please. Okay. On Twitter. And John Legend. Yeah, they involved when it was on the Doctor series of Arcade Part 2. They are stupid hypocrites. They're no different. That's why R. Kelly in that song, I Admit It, he mentioned John Legend and what's his name? And Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey, I do admire his good character on TV, but Steve Harvey is no different. Fred Berry, which is rerun from What's Happening. God rest his soul. His wife, Essa Berry, she's a civil rights activist. She exposed Steve Harvey years ago, saying he was sending goons at her and everything. Okay? So I told people about it on Twitter. I said, yeah, that's where R. Kelly, that's where on a podcast, when I was homeless, R. Kelly said, John Legend, Steve Harvey, made a black man down because they're all involved in this mess. They involved, and Chris Teigen involved too. We've seen them tweets about her talking about pizza and hot dogs, the pedophilic languages. Yes. So, why around the time when I did a podcast, I meet a Santanian dude who part white and Cherokee who lived in West University, who comes to Starbucks with a stormtrooper. He's part of the Luciferian Church. Then, why him, me, and Deborah start having issues? Why I was almost killed by the light-skinned, curly-haired dude who's a bed, who's friends. This is all connected. But that dude has ties in Ohio. Deborah has ties in Ohio. Danielle has ties in Ohio. Blue is Chulala's ties in Ohio. And guess who has ties in Ohio? The stalker. He even mentioned about Ohio. There's a lot of things going on. So I know why this man is attacking me, because I exposed R. Kelly's secret that was not his dark-skinned brother. That was him on a tape urinating on Sparkle's knees. That was a warehouse deal. Go to Zachary King, I'm telling y'all right now, and listen to this at the warehouse deal. So anytime people say, I said myself saying, they're saying that he's got sexed in. And remember Corey Feldman said pedophilia is the biggest secret in Hollywood? That's why. And R. Kelly said he had goons in Texas. Could be the goon, could be Judge Brown, Judge Jan Brown, could be Judge Israel Garcia. And I'm about Judge Brown, he keep a low life, by the way. But his friend don't. Israel Garcia have a lot of sexual allegations. Besides fraud and abuse. And violent crimes and vandalism. Oh, yeah, this man that's victim is evil. And when I asked somebody to know Israel Garcia's business, I said, does he conduct witchcraft? They would not give me an answer. If you don't give me an answer, then that must be a yes. In those apartment complexes, there's a bunch of people practicing witchcraft. Yes. And yes, in the former manager, who's now been fired from the place, she was into Santeria. She's from Cuba. She later on became a born-again Protestant Christian. But in that property, y'all, they have a lot of Satan people. No, a lot of, there's one person in their property. Remember, I was trying to get Wi-Fi? And they have a thing called Hell Trump, Hell Satan. That's a Wi-Fi account. I'm not lying, it's mostly Latino area, right? So some Latino dude is into Satanism and love Trump. Has a thing called love, hell, Satan, hell, Trump. That's a Wi-Fi account. Got my line. And you know why people urinate and boo-booing, and it could be human feces or animal, because they're doing spells. Normal people are not like that. Yeah, they're doing spells on people. Because you're using body fluids in witchcraft. So voodoo, yeah, to get people evicted. Once I passed my inspection, I had roaches all. Yeah, there was satanic. One of the Latino women that worked there, she was Puerto Rican, New York. She was speaking Spanish later on. I like her. Okay. Me and her got along. She left the company. She told me, she's a lot of people doing real witchcraft on their property. Like doing witchcraft, voodoo, Santeria, Baba Yabe, Santuete. Yeah. And they involved in that, not too far from the Ripley Community Building. It's a little area where they have an atheist gathering, and they had a satanic gathering. I'm not lying. That's how I know that my eviction was a satanic sacrifice ritual. And they had to get this dude. Why? Why would this stalker start making content about me when my grandmother passed away and be buried her? The one who abused me, okay, on my daddy's side. Why did there was a day this Catholic Church stopped messing with my account? The last day of getting free rent was the 31st. Then he talked about the food baskets. Me going to a church. How did he know me going to a church to go get food? I was getting gang stalked. This dude is a gang stalker. He's a gang stalker. And he is satanic. And he's evil. And he does not want to go to jail for his crime. That's why he gets away with crime. Somebody in a police department in the judicial court knows his business, and they're covering up for him. And they part of a satanic cover too. Have these police officers killing people? Have them are Freemasons. And have them are Satanists in all damn self. I know that. Yeah. Yeah. The legal and judicial people, many of them belong to Freemasons. And my great grandfather, on my daddy's side, one who black Native American, Choctaw Cherokee, original Choctaw, and he was his wife, Bimon, was a Cherokee. Black Cherokee. Culture Creole, not French Creole, but culture Creole is all about your family. And Scottish English. She was an Eastern Star. And my grandma's parents. Well, the reason why he gave away with shit because he's not going to go into a secret organization. They do feel invincible because they belong to a secret organization. It's all good. Because he going out. He lying on my damn mom. The dude is evil. He's evil, y'all. Well, he's going down. But why you acting a fool?